Live from KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, I'm Charlie Burman with the news for Thursday, August 29th. A test of the water system by the Port Townsend City government turned up negative for any traces of glyphosate, according to a press release. A water sample taken on August 20th did not detect any trace of the chemical, even after Pope Resources sprayed glyphosate near one of the city's reservoirs. The sample was sent to an Edge Analytical, a lab in Burlington, Washington, for the test. The city of Port Townsend's municipal water is supplied by the Big and Little Quilcene Rivers and travels a 30-mile pipeline before it reaches the local treatment plant. In related news, the Port Townsend Leader reports that Henry's Hardware will no longer sell glyphosate products such as Roundup weed killers. Store owner Matthew Henry told the paper that the stores will sell more environmentally friendly products, including sprays that include a 30% vinegar solution. In addition to the Port Townsend store on Sims Way, Henry's operates stores in Kingston, Bremerton, and Anacortes. The company recently sold its garden center in Port Townsend to one of its long-time employees. The Port Townsend office of the Department of Health and Social Services is moving this weekend and will open at its new location east of Howard Circle next Tuesday, September 3rd. DSHS is leasing the building, which is owned by Nelson Realty Advisors in Bellevue. The department won't expand its 27-member staff or services for the move and will continue to provide vocational rehab, development disability support, and administration, home and community services, and adult protective services at the new location. The new space is smaller at 9,946 square feet compared to the current 11,106 square feet and uses modernization techniques, including focus rooms and shared collaboration areas. The state will pay $19,000 a month for this space. DSHS is the master leaseholder and will sublease half the facility to other agencies. The department currently occupies the top floor of 915 Sheridan Street in a building owned by Jefferson Healthcare. The move was precipitated by the hospital's decision to not renew the department's lease in order to create space for its own expanding services. The new building is on land that the city has long sought to develop, which is perhaps coincidentally adjacent to an area that is a popular camping spot for the homeless. So if you can't bring people to the services, bring services to the people. The final concert on the dock takes place at 5 p.m. today at Pope Marine Park, featuring the Kevin Mason All-Stars. For the past several years, this has become a season-ending social event, especially the cool part where Kevin opens the show while he stands in the back of the crowd and sings through a remote microphone. The season isn't really over, as Port Townsend hosts the Wooden Boat, Film, and Kinetic Sculpture events in September. And there's more. This weekend's fourth annual Deep Squeeze Festival casts the accordion, a much maligned musical instrument, in a new light as it performs everything from classical music to classic rock. Deep Squeeze takes place Friday and Saturday at the Poorhouse and Sunday at Finn River Farm and Cidery. Profits will benefit KPTZ and the Community Wellness Project. KPTZ 91.9 Port Townsend brings you local news at noon on Tuesday and Thursday. If you have any news or information for this program, please send a message to news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Burmant. Thank you for listening.